It's already taken minutes. It's being recorded. Mary Ann apologized. She's over at her son's game. It's a senior night tonight for basketball.
I was gonna pop in, but then I said, nah.
Grandson, yeah. Their grandson's up playing. He's just seen?
Yeah, it's
Wow.
crazy.
Yeah. So I won't see his mother anymore.
Yes, they've got she's got a daughter, Brianna. She's
These are just
a
chill at his home, yeah.
sophomore. I
That's a
just
zoom.
played for basketball.
Oh, okay.
All right. The following policies, 5114, 5118, you don't mind, Mr. Chairman, 6159, as well as the two library policies, three library policies, as well as 6171 and 3171 are all updated language to policies based upon legislative changes in the last legislative session. So basically, once the legislation goes through and passes, CABE will take existing policies and update them with the mandatory changes in the policy. While it's a lot to digest, the vast majority, with the exception of what you see in red, everything in black and white was already existing in policy. It's just the red is the changes as a result, the required changes as a result of legislation. And I'd be happy to answer any questions on any of them as we go through them, but that's why you see these changes in these existing policies.
And these are all mandated?
Yeah. Every single one of these are mandated.
And that goes through what letter, Doctor?
I'm sorry?
What letter did that go through? 511.
So,
I got IJK.
that whole thing is one policy. So 5118
Right.
is one policy. We can take them all individually if you want.
Well, there, I noticed one was quite a bit of
Quite
work.
lengthy because of the there was significant changes within legislation this time around for special education laws. In fact, they established a special advisory committee within the legislature, which doesn't happen every session, specifically to deal with changes to special education laws and funding. These are the laws that have changed. The funding is what you've heard me refer to as the SEED, SEED funding, of which we received an additional 171,000 this past year and this year, and we're hoping next year, but this session will determine whether that funding is going to continue. But it was special education funding for bringing services back to district or paying for new services within district. The criteria is you could not use it to pay for services outside of your district for outplacements because they're trying to encourage bringing back more students to district where it's less, still costly, but it's less costly than your private outplaced programs. So when you think about next year's budget, we were able to reduce it by approximately $650,000 in the budget presentation you'll see tonight as a result of our plan to bring even more kids back into district. In the past, we've renovated areas like at the lower level of Irving to bring kids back into district who would otherwise qualify for outplacement. And we're doing the same now with our transition program at the high school for the 18 to 22-year-olds. We're doing the same thing. Next year, if everything goes as planned, we'll be bringing up to six, maybe seven students of the nine back into district to provide those same services with our own staff.
Is that going to be a whole separate program?
It'll be within the high school. It'll be a separate program in that it's called our transition program.
Okay.
It'll be located in space in the high school. Mm-hmm. They'll spend part of their day in the high school, part of their day out at
in the community, like working. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, would that be
so we're lining up those work assignments now. I just had a great conversation with Jim Sansone from The Edge. Mm-hmm. He's 100% on board.
Awesome.
With whatever we need to place those kids in at The Edge to do work. That's just one example,
mm-hmm.
but it was a.
And when does this go into effect, the program, for next year?
Yeah, for next school year. So it's in our budget. Part of our budget presentation is the savings
mm-hmm.
To put this into place for next school year. But,
this is a good guy, the good friend of the family.
Oh my gosh, is he? I can't tell you how he's a phone call and it's done. These guys, that's unbelievable.
Now, Holly, if you have anything in red on that's new.
Those are the new,
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or if a line is drawn through something, it means we're deleting them. Anything else on that, Doctor?
No, if there's any specific questions on any one of them, or if you want me to explain any one of them in detail, I'd be happy to do so.
I'll give everyone a moment to look through it.
With each one, what's easier as opposed to looking through the whole policy really is what they provide you on the front of it, the summary. But I can summarize those as well if you'd like. I've just gone through and highlighted portions of them.
Okay.
If we need
it. They don't highlight where the differences are?
They put it in red.
In red.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It was a lot of reading, and I was happy I received this last week because I did take the time to.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
I already have what's not in
that is correct. You got it.
And this only has to be one read.
That is correct. Okay. Only because it's mandatory. It's nothing what I would consider major controversial or major changes within our policies. It's simply required by new statute.
That would be done at the next meeting.
At the February the 19th.
19th. Yep. Okay. Any questions?
Nope.
I'm good.
Did I even have a motion for that? I'm sorry.
We did not. I think I started.
Holly,
should I go through all of them?
No.
No.
I would.
So.
Well, you have to go through all of them.
You
well,
can have a motion
policy numbers
to approve. Policy and what we're doing in this committee is to recommend these policies to the full board is what we're for consideration.
Okay.
So the motion would be a motion to recommend policy number 5114,
yep.
5118, and just go down the list.
Okay.
To the full board for consideration.
Yep. So I make a motion to recommend to the full board policy 5114.
I have them up here if you want.
Oh, okay. I got them. 5118.
Point two.
6159.
Would that be a different one, Doctor, or is that this under the same policy?
These are
separate.
These reading off each of the different policies.
Yep. Policy 13123-61612. Policy 1312. Is that a dot four?
Yep.
/6161.13. Policy 1312.5/6161.14. And policy 6171. And policy 3171.1.
To the full board for consideration.
To the full board for consideration.
And I need a second. Second?
I'll second that. Yeah.
Okay. Although we already had a discussion. I mean, any other discussions on this?
Mm-hmm.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes, and we will present that to the full board. Now we're on.
So that one will go on to the next meeting for one read only.
That's it.
Yeah, that's correct.
The other policy we agreed to send on will go for a read on The next meeting.
And then the one after that. So the regular meetings after that. So the February 19th meeting, and then the March, the third Thursday in March.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Unless we have a meeting on the first Tuesday.
It has to be a regular meeting.
It has to
Yep.
We can't do that.
Yep.
Okay.
And there has to be 4 weeks in between. For bylaws, specifically.
I can't meet their number. Are we on 511?
Keep dropping out. She's not there now.
Not there,
no, I kept re-adding her, but we might have been having some technical difficulties.
Next policy is 5118.
We just moved
I think
back
we did them
to
all.
The board. Then so we moved them all at once.
Okay. We did them all at once. So we're
down
to
6159.
We're ready to adjourn.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're ready to adjourn. Ready.
No.
We kind of fast forwarded.
We're prepared for a long meeting, aren't they? Go ahead, Holly. Motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
It passes. We are through at 17 after 6.
The quickest committee meeting. Wow. That was quick. I'm impressed.
We could have went longer.
Probably the thickest agenda, but the quickest meeting.
Yes.
Crazy.
If we did each one individually.
Thank you for guiding that, Doc.
Thank you. I'll tell you what, I'm sitting here reading. Sorry, guys. I'm so overwhelmed right now.
Yeah. It's wow. Like I said, I'm very happy to have it ahead of time to be able to like look at everything and be like, okay, all right.
Yeah, just call him up. He's here. He's in this building every day.
Who is he?
Yeah.
Because either I have to connect to my hotspot and I don't, and sometimes the hotspot.
Yeah, just stop by and see Carmine whenever you see it here, and you can get it hooked up.
Are you work during the day?
What was that?
You work during the day?
Some days. Some days don't have time right now.
So. Set a date to come up here.
Yeah, I'll have to come up probably like on a Monday or a Friday during the day and come see him.
All right, so well, maybe we could do it together so we don't tie him up twice.
You can next Monday.
All right. Do we have to just a time? Okay. Because when I do the personal hotspot here.
Yep.
Wangers. That's the password. You just can't come.
Usually you have to do this.
And I
got to shut it off.
I give everybody else the password.
Turn it back
and
on.
And I connect fine.
My problem is I didn't charge mine.
And then
I'm well aware of what my problem is.
Show up on your screen under networks.
See, I have a problem with the gate getting on.
I remember you telling me. Yeah.
And it's because of the reception up there.
Did you see connect?
Yep.
We only have
did you shut it off and turn it back on?
I did, yep. I've updated my computer.